Holy Ghost meetings by precept and by example. Our cravings shall be well. Your hunger is going to be met today. Your expectation is going to be met today. And it's going to be exceeded. Are you ready? Are you ready for God to meet an exceeded situation? Right now. Our lives shall never be the same again. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, I'm reading verse 1. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you. Can you hear me? Fine. Can you hear me? Louder. Concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you ignorant. I would not have you ignorant. So Paul writes to the church of Corinth and tells them there are things of the spirit of which you can be ignorant. Now, ignorance in the things of the spirit may or may not mean a failure to flow in the things of the spirit. Now, ignorance of the things of the Spirit may be a lack of experience of the things of the Spirit, meaning it's almost impossible to experience what you don't know. But also, a person can experience, but they have no knowledge of the experience. Now, if a person has no knowledge of the experience they have, specifically the Spirit, 100% of the time they cannot replicate that experience that we have. If you don't understand a supernatural spirit experience, you cannot replicate it. I will. And as such, for many of us, we think the things of the spirit happen or flow as God wills. The Lord believes very, very much so. To the first one in such a world, that it is to every man to profit with all, and every man can take as he wills. So the willingness of God has determined your reception and experience of the things of the Spirit is represented in the fact that He gave us the Holy Ghost. First one in such a world. I tell person for such a in verse 3, he says, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost, and nobody can say that Jesus is a cast but by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God inside of you is what made you say Jesus is Lord, or better yet, is what made you born again, Romans 8:16. So on and so forth, 1 Corinthians 3:16, you are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 6:19, your body is a temple of God. 1 Corinthians 6:21, it says that any man is joined to the Lord is one spirit with you. And Romans 8:9-11-16 says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of this. So the Spirit of God is the identification of the believer as a child of God. The child of God is one born of the Spirit. John 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, unless a man is born of water and of this Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John 3, 5. They are about to talk to you. Must be born again. We need to know where it is. So such are they that are born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. John chapter 7, verse 37. Out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. This is the key of the Spirit. It's they that believe should receive. They that believe receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does not say Christ was once yet glorified. So in the glorification of Jesus, we receive the Spirit of Almighty God. So the Spirit of God in you is the willingness of God to experience the things in the Spirit. And I said it again. The Spirit of God in you is the willingness of God for you to flow for the things of the Spirit. If you go back to 1 Corinthians and chapter 12, 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, or the past week, nobody speaking by the Holy Ghost can say that Jesus is the Christ. Okay? Then he says in verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. That word is diversity in the Greek. Diaries in the Greek speaks about speaks about divisions of the singular. They are diaries. You have like a variety of the same. You know what I'm saying? A variety of the same. Think about and the souls of Jesus. So if you're looking at the diaries, I'm thinking something like this. Okay? So I'm thinking, you have the diaries, you have one thing come to have different, you know, tributaries, as it were. But all those tributaries come from the same stream, from the same source. So there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So you have Spirit. Diversities of gifts, but the same, there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, the administrations are administrations of a gift in the Spirit. The administration is the administration of the gifts in the Spirit. Let's think about the administrations as the ways of operating the gifts in the Spirit. He's saying that diversity is key. The verses of operations, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Diversities of operations, verse 6. But it is the same God which worketh works all in all. Then he's key. He talks about now the gifts. Talks about some of the gifts. The kind of ignorance, I told you, alright, I would not have ignorance because I think of the Spirit. I said it's very possible to be ignorant, and that ignorance can be a failure to operate. Now, verses I tell you, they are very good for when I teach tongues, they begin to speak in tongues. So for those people, the ignorance about tongues also implies that they couldn't speak in tongues. How do you? There are people who are also ignorant about tongues, but they also speak in tongues. So they don't know what is happening. They think they speak in tongues, so that the people doesn't understand what they're saying. They all know about the speaking tongues so that they confuse Satan. Right, that reason? So for those who don't know that tongues can usher you into other things, and then they don't know if they can prophesy. Okay? So that's an ignorance. But they can also be an ignorance whereby I cannot transfer what is on me onto another person, or I cannot minister what is with me to another person. So that's also an ignorance. So all those are ignorances, which ignorances can be clear. So what is saying that they are gifts? They are gifts in the Spirit. They are different gifts in the Spirit, where is it? In the Spirit. So a person may also not know that there are different gifts in the Spirit. Like many of us, we thought the only gift in the Spirit is dance. You know how I realize how old you know? Because that's all you do. When you start to follow the Holy Ghost, all you can do is speak. So that to you, that's the only gift in the life. You know? So they are gifts in the Spirit, but they are operation. And then last week I told us in the patio, on Wednesday, I told you, sometimes we cram the operations of the Spirit. We know that there is a diversity of operations of the gift in the Spirit, or operations of the thing in the Spirit. So, many of us, we need to go to one operation. Again, for instance, for many of us, it goes, both when the Spirit comes upon someone, their only response is to cry. So we always endeavor to what? To only cry. And then when you saw someone who was laughing in the Holy Ghost because they were filled with the Holy, we would be a demon. Right? Again, some of us think that people screaming is a sign of a demon. And I corrected you last week, I said, no, you are crying. Now, that thing that makes you think, because you are otherwise delivering sin. Right? Again, some of you thought deliverance only happens when a person vomits. That is also a key. Someone has not vomited, the Holy Spirit did not work, or they did not receive their deliverance. There are people who have cast devils also. Now, if someone has a demon, you discern, you read the writings of the Spirit, or the discernment of the Spirit. You don't use your eyes. Now, many of us, what we can't understand is what we call demonic. So we judge with our natural eyes and we think it is the Spirit. Yet the judgment is supposed to be resolved in the Spirit by another gamer faculty that is able to determine an operation as of the Spirit. But the same Spirit that has the gift can recognize the different operations of the gift in the Spirit. You get what I'm saying? Some of us, our operations are going to switch a bit. Switch a bit. That's not the interpretation. They are going to switch. Some of us are going to start using elements. They are countries. They are going to start to use supernatural disciples. I was speaking to a man of God last week, a man of the Spirit, and he told me something. He said, in our conversation, he was saying, the man of prayer. He said, one time he was praying, and he had prayed for about 9 hours. This was 40 of the people, and in a vision, he went into the Holy Spirit. Then while in the Spirit, he was the devil, and he saw God and the angels. Yeah, if I can't recall the thing verbally, but it's a lesson I want you to get there. And he said, while I was in the Spirit, or while I was there, he said, everything I called for appeared. He said, when I thought of the door appeared. When I go to the chair, the chair came on the side. If I go to the book appears, if I go to something like that, you see. And you realize that in the Spirit, whatever you understand, manifests. Now, we have been using this by the way.
Understanding is equivalent to experience. Or, understanding will produce experiences. Many of you are prophesying radically, and some of them are sharing with me these things. Maybe judge. And they are quite very accurate. But a month ago you never did that. Do you know why you never did it a month ago? It's not because you couldn't do it a month ago. Because that is in the spirit. So understanding now brings us into experiences. He also now shared and said something else. He said, you see, for strength to say, you have to, your spiritual gifts have to be awake so that you perceive and you do. I've told you before that sometimes I say things while I pray and I come and I do them in a meeting. Okay? Nice. Why am I talking about this? Because God can show you. This girl, she comes to this church now. She's not here now. 31st of last year, right? On this 31st, there was a sermon. This 31st, when she was here, one of the services was right there, yeah? So I was praying for the sick. I called up the sick. Then I said, when I saw her stand up and die, I told her, walk to the back of the church. First, I told her, people start. You know, you expect the man of God to love us. I just said, I walk to the back. And so that is the perception. So, in that moment, that is the instruction for the direction of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, that instruction of the direction comes from the Holy Spirit, number one. Many times it doesn't make sense. Many times it is weird. But one thing is for certain, it is the most sure way to get money. So, whatever I saw was not coming from something that was funny. And she was not looking for money, she was not going to the US dollar. You know what I mean, but this is the blood. So sometimes, this is why sometimes, when you disobey instructions given by someone ministering here, you may not know exactly what you disobey. And then, no, that's you, Elisha, and who? Gehazi, they are the name of this guy. A political figure comes from all that time to be here. What does it tell you? God leave yourself in a journey. Not in a swimming pool, not in a jacuzzi. Not in a swimming pool, not in a jacuzzi. Deep yourself in a journey and that river. Those are deep ones. How many times? Every single one of those instructions is absolutely critical to the mirror. Sometimes if you do it later, you have already lost the will. It will be seven times. It shall be perfect. Imagine a dirty man is going a leper, because the leper is unclean, is going into the pool, which is dirty to be clean. So I remember this man of God told me a story. He told me one time a guy came to church. I was praying for people who are sick. I was going to pray for sick people, but this guy had very big glasses, like he couldn't see well. He said, I had the Holy Spirit tell me, get the glasses and put it in the eye. He said, that's counter. He got dust. Put in the eye. So before they start to think, ah, oh, what is that? What do you know, snake people used to keep
Because for us, we like to run.
Imagine I'm here.
and I come to speak or not. And I say, I see you in this back. Now, how does that mean? I, this is my kind of dream. I may not be there. I don't know why I see. I see you in the mirror and see you. I have to think about that in this moment of situation. This is why sometimes I think you with people, you don't know. So that you don't be said to me, may I should die first.
Because our, let me say, you know, I'm speaking freely because
there's a very good solution. I have a lot of things to share with you, but then I come to join our session. Don't worry about it, okay? He said, like I usually do, yeah? Now, many of us, our biggest issue is self-doubt. Right? And the person there tried to explain what they call what limits, sorts, causes the problem. Doubt. Before you go to somebody, you're thinking, what if I get it wrong? Right? Am I speaking about someone? Or the second question I'm asking is, what if I'm making it up? That one is an identity issue. It may seem like, okay, we talked about condemnation and guilt can affect the flow, right? A person feels condemned. You think the poor have been fasting for many years, but the ones who can flow in the system. If you can't fast the world, many poor don't even want to come for body consummation. And the old person will think they are going to pray for me and they are going to see what I have done. Is that why many of us are prophets, right? I want to see my everything. So you first run out. Let it go to your thing. And then if you came to them, you're fasting, you're afraid, you're like this. So, let's be talking, let's go to the So, but I told you, this is in the spirit. The spirit is the spirit of God. The gifts that are given in the spirit. The gifts are given liberally without finding fault. So, every single person here can flow. And I told you, it's not about how long we've been born again. Okay? You can flow with these things today if you just look born again today more. Where the difference I can have with you, the difference comes by reason of practice. I think all those things give me their visions and I interpreted them without thinking about it. Now that one, it's skillfulness that comes with use. It's not a skillfulness because I'm special. Yes. I don't think some of you see and hear God clearer than me. I just have more faith in what I see and hear. Maybe like for instance, for me, I think over 80% of my seeing, hearing, hearing God is by inward witness. That means it is perception. That means it is knowing, it's one of knowledge. Some of us, we see vision. You may get scared. And then you come back to the vision and you doubt. You get me? Like some of you are naturally disposed in the prophetic life. And you are naturally disposed. How can I say that? Like
Abraham's gifts are revelatory and
men that God has graced certain things. So you not to remove the entendre. What is entendre?
And be in the company.
And do what?
The company.
Come on, play for it.
The Lord God of the Spirit,
let's just go to verse 25. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit which was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit, let's read together that part, rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. They prophesied and they did not cease. One of the signs of the coming upon of the Spirit is prophesying. And what we see here is what Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Forbid not to prophesy. Some of us, allow me to say Jesus language, we are under the Spirit, but we are too quick to get out.
How can I say that?
You're too quick.
What is still one moment at the end of the day? What? 20 seconds you're waiting, jump, jump. Why are you rushing?
Okay? If you feel there's still something happening,
fast. And this happens also if you're in your personal devotion and you're praying and you're in worship. Don't be too quick to switch if you say there is a flow.
Hallelujah.
There are some things I'm leaving. down there. There are some things I'm crying out.
A person can live on tears and their vision cries out pain and pain that starts to go ahead. And they look for it and they can't find it again. It's a moment in the spirit of God, like the old time and before. It can shift you. I remember when the power of God washed me for the very first visible, tangible, remembrance of that. I wept like a baby. I wept and comforted. You are happy, man, I'm weeping. Every time you read that same thing. You know what? Meanwhile, they are just telling me that God has called you. Yeah. Holy Ghost meet me in the night. Or sleep during the day. The ladies are woken up after the brother later now. They are mother's camp. So one of the after the mid-morning sessions, I rushed to sleep. Why am I sleeping? I had crying. I didn't want to miss power, so I woke up. When I just said that to go like this, the prophet told me, "You God!" They called me to grammar. Those days they'll put you in prayer. Let's pray for you. And they prayed over me. There was this lady, she was from Ghana, you remember her? She was very prophetic. She said, "Come for her, come for her." They spoke things over me. I'm doing some of the things. Some of them are letting me. And that's a strange thing. So, this creepy woman, I get okay, not creepy. There's another lady. In the congregation. So she also didn't know how to pray. The power of God is coming up, but she prophesied in a spooky way. Oh, I need you. Because we're the people.
That more often than not, what sees you
And he said like this.
The things of the spirit are most fearful, right? And most fearful, right? What if I told you that atmosphere is awareness? When it comes to spirits, whatever you are aware of, you magnify. Now, that is what sometimes one of them call expectation. Again, as a brother Mary in the meeting, you know, for me, I observed, and I told him, I want you to cast where I sent. It is interesting. The man of God was ministering. And it's like every person who was ministering to was about Job. Wow, Job. He called out one lady and said, he told her, your whole heart is full of Job. Now, people laughed, but for me, I'm intelligent spiritually. You know, if I reach when you reach the ministry to us, it's ministry and ministry related. And almost all the other people, it was related to something that Job meant. You know why? Your expectation is direction to the power of God. Whatever you are most aware about, he was going to miss a religion on Friday. I looked at her and said, wait. I told her, you are full of fear, you are skeptical of fear. The first day I told her, you have fear, you are afraid. Here we go. That fear will creep into the supernatural response you're supposed to get. So expectation becomes very critical when it comes to things. Let me say, you can direct me to minister anything. Minister in something else, and you can pull the power of God to something specific. People don't get this. People sometimes think this thing is only about the man of God. No! No! Jesus is moving through the world. Only one woman took power from me. One woman, Jesus. One woman.
Supernatural encounters to meet one man's need.
Do you think in the whole of Jerusalem, it is the whole Israel, it is Cornelius who has to seek God? We have to study some of the stories here. Number one, the angel gives information. Not if he didn't ask a lot, he just sent. Because he knows there has been grain. He knows there has been desire. And they say, this is the desire you come with in the meeting, and somebody just calls you out and says, you. And exactly what they start to minister to is what you are being crying out to God for. How many of you like that happened to you? Don't think this is. There is something you have to do. There is something. There is a disposition you have to create in your heart. Now, I'm teaching 2 points in one. I'm teaching 2 points. I hope you can see the distinction. So, I dispose my heart in a certain way. When I'm going for meetings, goodness, you should know how I go with my heart. I have prayed, I have fasted more often than not, and I have directed the power of God towards the areas I want to ministration. Do you know 3 times I was playing basketball with a man and they came and they prophesied on me? Playing basketball. And I know he was a man of God. He's a big man of God. He said, if I'm acting in these environments, I must come with another expectation beyond that. I can take 3 times. One time we are impacting a circle with all the guys are just going to start. And the guy to speak, he said, this guy, the extracting of his life, is to the top who are put to one road to pay. Why? Everybody who was playing there is a believer by me. But they went to I went to do the years. And I'm going back to the brain where I didn't need to play with it. And in fact, I don't need to play with it. But I know that there's a grace on the mind in that place. So when I go there, I don't go like a man of God. I go like I have this. There are graces I'm confessing. You're going to start seeing them operating on my life very soon. And instead, I went and I was. And I'm very deliberate. So, what am I talking about? That desire and to the top of what is my direction. So, listen. So, you think, why do you think Cornelius, they began speaking tongues? And from the side, why did I still speak? They expected well ahead of what Peter came to see. I preached a message on tongues like that in a certain church in Calcutta. And Lord told me after the meeting, far from the desire, scarf, I mean, scarf, far from me in the natural. He said, when you start to have the defense, my hand. I had been praying to God, which he tells me after we are gone for lunch and said, for 2 weeks, but I told me for years I desire to speak in tongues. He says, but in the last 2 weeks I've been praying to God. In fact, today I came to church that is supernaturally easy. You see, you are there, you're a preacher. You're saying, but what should I teach you? You are there, still, go there, somebody interfering with your eyes. Then you go, I need this. That's not a meeting deal with it. God has just used me to meet an expectation. Hallelujah. She said, why you are still teaching my voice? I didn't need to finish. She spoke in the Holy Ghost. I also prophesied an after at the end of the meeting. I didn't know she was in all the room. Inside. Let me tell you other spiritual intelligence things. He spoke about yielding. Let me just say yielding. Yeah.
call it?
First goes one. Anybody ever, I don't know how they call a cloud.
Okay, who knows? You know the Mexican wave? Right? When they start from one section of the stadium, they sit and they stand up and they do this and they sit down. And that thing flows the whole stadium, over 100,000 people. And that example is used. Do you think anybody wrote to them a note and said, when is this thing in a stadium? How is this thing? No!
Yeah.
Now, we'll be a fool. The thing is coming. I thought you said that you are not sure 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 that you are what is that? It is flow. It is easy. Now, if you come and do big man,
yes, you can do it. Why are they making that shout at you?
And that's how people can be in charge. There's a flow of the Holy Ghost for you.
One person. Huh? Brother Hagen used to call that person the first responder.
And they can do something like right now and they don't need to catch it. They can ask it alone. Ask it alone and they hide. They can take away the pain at that all of us. But what I can do here. I've never been like in the service and the ministry, so only one person is tied up. And the swallow, the able, the cross. Now, this feeling, what is it, sir? Yes. Do you know what happened last time? Do you know what happened last time? Do you remember the things that happened? Now, and it's strength. that whatever experience of the Holy Spirit we have tonight is largely dependent on that. There are things that happen in advance of me and you right now. But I'm not supposed to transfer them by force. Man, that is the limitation I have. I can't know. News is wrong. Oh, you are asked to take a poor boy and get out of the scenario. But, let me tell you. Sometimes the week is like this. I know there are no jokes that are bad. Something happens to you and your things skip. Right? Like there. One thing is for suffering, being exposed to the presence of God like that on his hands. Right. So again, let's go through. I'm not going to over. I'm just going to be free. Don't fear mistakes. Don't fear anything wrong. This is a control. This is a nursery bed. You know nursery beds? It's a protected environment for God. Amen? But today, try to do something extra. Much you are accustomed to. Let me say, try to yield to something more. Pray for me. Are you ready? Pastor David, just come to the front. We're going to worship and pray. Faith. I think to fail he meant I tell you a true story. One day I was brother married on the express. Is it express, right? So there was this song which was playing. We always play worship music when we are moving. But this particular time an atmosphere of worship entered the car. So I lifted up my hand in the car. I wasn't the one on the wheel. Otherwise, Jesus would take it. Is that what you mean by Jesus take the wheel? True story. So I lifted up my hand. And I just said, "Wash, actually, we are going to meet." So I just said, "Wash," and then the atmosphere of worship filled and entered. Now something was happening in the car. I got scared. I thought he was also going to what? To lift his hand because it was that intense. It was that intense. I remember this guy is also going to what? He's going to lift the hand because that's the atmosphere here. What is for direction? To get out fast. And I think that is the Pastor David's statement of saying, Genakwe Wario. What is going on there? Kukutemo mo yobu wa mukama. Oh, get out of the same. You know, sometimes when we put this stuff that we become cautious. Yeah. We become cautious and then we start to be weird. So I want you to first be free. I'm going to give you maybe 20 minutes, I don't know, to just. When you sit before under the power of God, down, don't go to pray for them, leave them. Okay? If they met the pastors, you need to go for them, but leave them. You also get your one. My own strength is because I leave